A recipe for prolonged global hunger. That is how Catholic aid agencies have greeted news that world leaders attending the United Nations Food Security Summit in Rome have rejected a call to commit $44 billion annually for agricultural development in poor nations. Pope Benedict XVI travelled south of the Tiber to participate in the opening session yesterday, where he told delegates from 200 countries that opulence and waste have no place in a world where hunger is growing. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Pope Benedict addressed the opening session Monday. He told delegates that statistics bear witness to the dramatic growth in the number of people suffering from hunger. He said this is made worse by the current economic and financial crisis. But, he pointed out, it is a known fact that the world has enough food for all its inhabitants. Hunger, Pope Benedict said, is not so much dependent on lack of material things as on shortage of social resources. What is missing, he explained, is a network of economic institutions capable of guaranteeing regular access to sufficient food and water for all. Only in the name of common membership of the worldwide human family, Pope Benedict underlined, can every people, and therefore every country, be asked to practice solidarity.
Le problème de l'insécurité alimentaire doit être affronté.
He also mentioned the need to protect the environment against an excessive and disordered exploitation of the planet's resources. He spoke of opulence and waste as opposed to hunger, which he described as the most cruel and concrete sign of poverty. And he reiterated the Catholic Church's continuing efforts to defeat hunger and its committed support for actions of solidarity.
God bless your efforts to ensure that everyone is given their daily bread.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who welcomed the Pope to FAO headquarters in Rome, also linked increasing food insecurity to climate change.
At a time when the global population is growing, our global climate is changing. By 2050, we know we will need to grow 70% more. Yet weather is becoming more extreme and unpredictable.
UN officials say roughly 1 billion people, or one of every six people on the planet, don't get enough to eat. FAO Director General Jacques Diouf welcomed the summit's agreement on the need to increase agriculture's share of international aid, but he voiced frustration over the lack of specifics.
Beyond numbers, this means suffering for each of these human beings who is a loved child, mother, father, brother, sister, family relative, friend, neighbor. This is our tragic achievement in these modern days when our technology allows us to travel to the moon and to space stations.
FAO says it needs $44 billion annually, 17% of overall foreign aid, to feed a population that is expected to grow to 9 billion by the year 2050. The final declaration agreed on Monday also omitted a pledge requested by the UN to eradicate hunger by 2025. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.